Blog Talk Radio.
Money, right? You know how we do on a Wednesday night.
It's the God Ben Frank. This is what you get when you mix the hip hop, global politics, the economics, everything going on in the world. We're going to build on that. You know how we do. Every Wednesday, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Tonight's special guest is my man, Straight 88. Producer extraordinaire, making hot beats. He gonna come through, chop with us, man. Talk about the music industry. Talk about, you know, making beats for artists and all that and all that. The game from a producer's perspective. So definitely listen up in a little while for that. We gonna get to that heat, man. You know how we do. We play a lot of indie heat. Shout out to all the indie artists that rock with us, man. So many people to name. Just keep on sending it in your music. We support the indie artists. If it's good, we gonna play it on the show. I see y'all on Twitter supporting. We got a caller. We gonna get to the caller right after we get to this jam. Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got a caller calling in, 256, talk to me.
Yo, what's up, man? This is 88, Set It Straight.
All right, that's what's going on, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, 88, Set It Straight, rocking with us, man. Let everybody know what you all about.
Yo, man, you know, I'm all about the beats, hip-hop, beats, instrumentals, the sampling, the culture, you know what I mean? The underground, independent life, you know what I'm saying? It was just about, you know, obtaining knowledge and making ourselves better every day, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm about. You know, I see that that's what the hip-hop exchange is about. So I'm happy to be here building with you. I appreciate you taking out the time and even listening to my music, man.
That's what's up, man. Real recognized, real. You already know, man. So what really got you inspired into producing and, you know, how long have you been grinding?
Well, I've been grinding seriously for about 7 years. What got me into it was DJ Premier's production on Blase Blah's Danger. I don't know if you're familiar. You should be familiar with that.
Yeah, he took it back. I know.
Yo, my older brother had it on cassette tape, man. I used to steal that joint and listen to it. But that's probably one of my favorite beats right there. And I always used to listen to it and say, man, I just wonder how he made that. It's so dope, you know? So that's what inspired me from way back. And then years and years later, you know, I got exposed to the different, the MPC and, the, you know, the different DAWs like Fruity Loops and Logic. And I just kept with it, man. And 7 years later, yo, just making music.
That's real, man. I like that, man. I like that. Who are some of the up-and-come artists you work with?
Jalen Kelly, you know what I'm saying? It's a dude from the DMV area, but he's actually out here in Alabama. And let's see, you got Jalen Kelly, Jay Lewis from San Francisco, Phil Ade from the DMV area as well. You know what I'm saying? I work with a lot of artists, man. Shout out to Holloway's Idea out here in Huntsville. It's just an artist development group with a whole bunch of dope cats. And I had the opportunity to really build with them. Like I said, that's Jalen Kelly, Lamar Cole, Ivy, you know what I'm saying? Just some underground names you might not know about now, but you're going to hear about in the near future.
I like that, man. I like that. That's what's up. How you feel about the whole producing game right now, where it came from, where it's at right now?
I mean, I like where it's at right now. You know, a lot of technology is involved. It's easier to, you know, make beats and all that type of stuff. I mean, I love it, you know. I kind of wish I grew up in the 90s. I can't lie. I wish I was a producer in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? But you got to take what they give you, you know what I'm saying? But I love it, man. Production is just therapeutic to me.
I hear that. You like that era, huh? The golden era.
I think I'm stuck in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much. That's all I listen to, a lot of 90s hip-hop, you know what I mean, R&B and all that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother, for real. That's where, you know, that's pretty much, a lot of people say that was the best era of hip-hop I've ever really had, man, the golden era of the 90s, you know?
It was right after the 80s, you know what I'm saying, right before the genesis of it, and I feel like, yeah, man, the 90s was definitely a hip-hop awakening, you know what I mean?
I feel you, man. So how you feel about the whole current state of hip-hop right now?
It's right now, man, it's going through a renaissance, I feel like. It's you know, with technology and everything, it's you know, a lot of artists is able to be exposed. You know, they got the YouTube, SoundCloud and everything. But it's good for hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people getting to show their talent and everything. So I feel like hip-hop is going in a good direction. Hip-hop never died. You know what I'm saying? I know they heard the whole thing, hip-hop is dead, but it never died, man. It's just going through changes, you know what I mean?
That's real, man. It's like cycles, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's all cycles.
All right, like seasons. Like nature has seasons, hip-hop has seasons, too.
Exactly. You know, can't expect it to stay the same, man. Can't expect it to stay the same.
That's right. That's right. Whatever goes around comes back around anyway, so, you know. We going to get another golden era, you know. It's going to come through.
Exactly, man.
That's what it is, man. But, you know, we have a lot of indie artists that always listen to the show. They support the show. If you can give some advice to indie artists that are looking to work with new producers and producers on the come up, producers they might meet over Twitter, what are the best ways for these indie artists to go about really networking and connecting with producers?
Man, nowadays it's all about having a well-polished social network game, you know what I'm saying? Be well-versed on your Twitter, your Instagram. You know, you may not like to do it, it's a part of the game now, you know what I'm saying? It's a part of being successful in this game. You just got to be up on the times with the different apps that, you know, connects you with everybody. And I say SoundCloud.com is actually one of the better ones. That's what I use the most, and that's why I get the most feedback with my music, you know. So, you know, like I said, for all those producers and indie artists out there, just, you know, stay up on your social network game. Because that'll do a lot for you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have never got this interview if I wasn't, you know, active on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Just looking for the dope hip-hop radio shows and stuff like that. So, what you got to do?
That's real, man. That's real, man. For real, for real. Because indie artists are definitely looking to work with, you know, up-and-coming producers, man, because, you know, the big-time producers, they charge like crazy money, so it's always good to have producers that's on the come-up and that's hungry and that's, you know,
exactly,
fair with their prices, you know?
Exactly. I mean, and another thing is, as an artist coming to a producer, if you're serious about what you're doing, come with a budget. Just don't ask for beats, because if you come with a budget, a real producer will take you more seriously than just, you know what I'm saying, yo, throw me some beats, please. You got any beats for me, you know what I'm saying, any beats you ain't using? Producers is always trying to use their beats, and they don't want to do it for free. And you know what I'm saying? If you really want to work with a dude, money always, you know, speaks volumes. You know what I mean? Invest in yourself.
That's real, man.
Invest in yourself.
That's real.
You know what I mean?
How you feel about the whole, you know, producers leasing beats situation?
I mean, to each his own. I really haven't found success in doing that myself to this point. But I know a lot of people that have actually, you know, made some good money off of that. The only thing I don't like about the leasing thing is you degrade your beats, your exclusiveness of your beats, you know what I'm saying, by just having them all over the place, you know. But however, you know what I'm saying, you want to go about getting your stuff out there is how you do. Like I said, me leasing, I just haven't had much success with it, you know what I mean?
I feel you. So, yeah, you feel for up-and-coming producers, if they lease out one or two beats to too many people, really devalues their brand.
Yeah, it then also depends on, you know, who you're working with. I mean, because, you know, there's, like I said, there's hundreds of indie artists, you know what I'm saying? And when it comes to doing the leasing things, if a bunch of cats is on the joint, I guess just make sure that it's being credited the right way. If you're going to do it that way, just make sure your credit is straight so they know who produced the beat. You know, because I see a lot of times, sometimes beats just get lost in the cipher and then dudes is rhyming over beats and they ain't even crediting the producer. And that's where the producer loses out. You know what I mean? So definitely want
to be careful. That's
probably
why a lot of producers put their tags on the beat. You know what I'm saying? And they lease
it. I got a couple of tags I put on my joint just so you know if it's an 88 beat. You're going to hear that, you know what I mean?
Right. If they want the tags off, they got to get the exclusive rights.
You got to pay for that.
Right.
That's, like I said, that's when that budget comes in, you know, what you really working with, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's real right there, man. That's a real business right there.
Yes, sir.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Street 88 rocking with us. We going to play some heat. You know how we do. Get it.
Alright.
Oh, my lead. Let's let it play.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Got the cold. Even scale, bitch, I been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying. World in my hand, yeah, God's got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchies. The rocket magnums, yeah, girl, loves it. My mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant. What's I'm giving is for the taking. I'm on my grizzly. on my grizzly. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big dinner, place grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success. Tastes great, cut the cake. You relay, yeah. I'm on my real estate in my city, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong block, you can catch a buck 50, yeah. Told disciples at the Last Supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Fire, then they love you. Black diamond for all my black brothers. Drop dying for all my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Fancy on for all my Zodiac. I speak in codes, you can call it rap. I call it music, fans call it crack. Need a quote, let me hit you back. Copy that, yeah.
Color snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rest. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T, Taylor May, Bell Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the streets. Concrete, jungle, south side, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling warm. Why I'm displaying Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
Trying to rush it, you know what I'm saying? Going before their time, not being prepared, handing out CDs without cover art, you know what I'm saying? Not having their projects uploaded on Bandcamp. Definitely some mistakes. There's some things you just can't do if you want to get involved in the music game, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're trying to do it on an indie level or with the industry, you have to have your presentation has to be right, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, man. We had a guest last week really, you know, enlightened a lot of people about Spotify and how, you know, after a certain amount of clicks or plays on Spotify, you can get paid, you know, after a certain amount of clicks. You mentioned Bandcamp a little earlier. Just break down what's so special about Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, it's just as far as the access, you know, sharing a Bandcamp link with somebody, they get it, they go on it, they press play, they hear your music, you know what I'm saying, it looks good, it shows statistics, you know, where your music is getting played, who's playing your music, you can gather email information to email people. I've received emails, you know, from people that heard my projects on Bandcamp, so, you know what I'm saying, that's pretty cool, so you get feedback. and stuff like that. So, yeah, Bandcamp is a really good tool to use, especially when you have whole projects that you want to share, you know, that upload your cover art and everything. So, yeah, that's why you see a lot of people using Bandcamp nowadays. That's probably just the best way to get your music out there.
You feel it's better than Reverb Nation?
I used to use Reverb Nation, but I feel like the ease of use for me would be Bandcamp. You know what I mean? Like I said, when somebody shares stuff with you and they give you your Bandcamp, you know, it's just so easy to pull it up. You know what I'm saying? I know Reverb Nation is probably the same way, but I definitely see way more people using Bandcamp nowadays.
Wow, so you're saying like Reverb Nation, that's like the MySpace of the game or something.
It's been around for a little while. I ain't going to say I don't have one because I put my music on all social network websites. I don't know. You know, people use everything. You know what I'm saying? So I do have one, but like I said, you know, I don't. Actually, I used to use their premium service as well, like actually buy, you know, some of their stuff, you know, to help with the promotion and all that type of stuff. So I'm sure it's probably even better now, but I haven't used that in a couple of years, like, for real. Feels like the MySpace to me, though, the MySpace of the music thing to me.
Yeah, it's old now. Bandcamp is shit now, huh?
Yeah, man. Bandcamp is hitting right now. You know, Bandcamp makes a lot of money for the artists, too. A lot of people like to donate their money and stuff like that. Or, you know, people who listen and like to donate money to the artists and stuff like that. And that's a nice feature I like as well. You know what I'm saying? The donation tool. You know I made a couple of dollars off of people showing some love just on some singles that I put up on there, some remix tracks. So, yeah, man, that was one of the things that kind of kept me on Bandcamp.
Wow, so they got a donation option? They can just send money to your PayPal or whatever?
Yeah, basically. Or wow. you can post your own price. You know, you can charge people $10.99 for your joint, or you can just say, you know, name your own price, you know, so they give you that option. That's pretty cool.
Reverb Nation doesn't have that, the donation thing. They don't got that.
Yeah, you know, you may be able to just purchase the album from there, but I'm not sure with the donation.
Right.
And Bandcamp also, you know, they do detailed marketing. You know, I was saying they gather emails and stuff, but their marketing section is just easier to use for the common person. You don't got to go to school for marketing, you know what I'm saying? Use the different marketing tools and stuff like that for Bandcamp. But, yeah, man.
That's real. That's real, man. That's real. Who are your top five producers of all time?
Oh, I love that question and I hate it, man.
Don't got to be no order.
No order. Right. All right, here we go. My top five: Jay Dilla, Kanye West, DJ Premier, Pete Rock. Oh man, it is so many, man. It's so many. The last one, I would put Timbaland in with my last one. You know what I'm saying? I'm influenced by. I like the Neptunes, man. It's a bunch. I can go on. That list can go on forever. I got a top 50.
I hear that. I feel you, man. So you like the samples. You like the sampling thing. You like the...
You know, I grew up on that. You know what I'm saying? That's, like I said, my brother used to have the cassette tapes. You know what I'm saying? So most of the stuff we listened to, if it wasn't Wu-Tang, if it wasn't Primo Joint, if it wasn't Boot Camp Click, you know, Buckshot and all that, you know, they had me on some real hardcore hip-hop back in the day. So, you know what I'm saying? See how you plant that seed and it grows. Now, years later, that's all I make. Hello, hello?
Yeah. We back on the air. Had a little technical difficulties, but it's all good. You know how Blog Talk Radio is working. Wow, they got so many shows on Blog Talk Radio sometimes. Yeah, things happen. But we back on the air. Straight 88's going to call up. We're going to call back in. We're going to finish, you know, what we doing. Matter of fact, here we go. Yo, yo.
Hello?
Yo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little technical difficulties, but we back live. You know what we do.
No doubt, no doubt.
That's what it is. So what were you saying again?
We talking about producers, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just saying, this is way too long for me to even try and make one. But, yeah, sampling, you know, hip-hop production, that's all. That's what I grew up on. So, of course, years later, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I live in the South, but I'm really not into the Southern trap sound. So I'm, like, one of the few out here that's keeping it hip-hop.
I like that, man. I like that, man. What are some of the, you ever had any interesting situations when it comes to getting the clearance on any samples?
That's going to be something I'm actually going to be getting into this coming year. You know what I'm saying? I've actually, I work with a independent label out of Australia named Dub Simple Records, and I've done a lot of instrumental tapes with them. Just like free instrumental tapes, you know, free downloads. So I haven't had to go through that process as of yet. But now, you know what I'm saying, a lot more experience. I understand the game. Got the music business book. So as far as 2015 is concerned, that's why I'll be dabbling a little bit more into the sample clearance side of the game. You know, I'm already pretty knowledgeable on it or well-knowledgeable on it. But, yeah, that's a whole other animal right there. You know what I'm saying? If you want to recoup any change off these sample joints, you definitely got to go through the process of getting them samples cleared.
I feel you. Do you know, you have any, like, interesting stories of anybody you know that had, like, sampling issues or you know, getting the clearance on any samples?
No personal stories, you know what I'm saying? No personal stories, thank God. I don't want to see none of my people getting sued, you know what I'm saying? Crazy numbers. But, you know, just recently, you know, I don't know what's still going on, the fight between the Marvin Gaye estate and Pharrell and Robin Thicke. For that Blurred Lines song, you know, they was going through that. The estate wanted to, you know, recoup some funds from that, but Pharrell was saying, you know, this is not the same thing. So that's one of the things you got to be careful with also, you know what I'm saying, trying to replay, you know, a song or something like that. I think you still have to actually register, you know, the composer you have gotten the idea from, so... You know, before you go on throwing stuff on iTunes, you got to make sure that paperwork is all good, the copyrights is good, the clearance, sample clearances is good, because they will come back for their money one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? You make millions, and they'll come back and take millions. You know what I mean? So you got to be real careful when it comes to that.
That's real, man. That's real. If I Stock Exchange Radio. Straight 88 rocking with us. We got another caller calling in. 973, talk to me.
Yo, yo.
Yeah. Yo, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's happening with you, man?
What's up?
Baby, that shit's great.
Yeah. I'm calling for a request, man, on the artist, man. I need to hear On the Other Side of the World by Barry Bonds, man.
Oh, that's what's up. We gonna get straight to that. My man Barry Bonds out of Jersey, Gangco Mafia, Legend Color. Yo, you know how we do, man. You know how we do, brother.
Absolutely, man. What's the topic for the day, man? What's happening? What's going on in the world today, man? The music, politics, life, sports, money, entertainment. What's going on?
All that good stuff, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We rocking with Straight 88 producer. Doing big things, man. Just building on the music industry. You know how we do.
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful thing, man. I love calling in on Wednesdays, man. I try to make it part of my, you know, my Wednesdays to call in, man, and say thanks for all the love, man. I appreciate you. Keep me motivated. You inspire me, man. And I appreciate all the support, man.
That's what it is, man. If I Stock Exchange, we support the indie artists. Is what we do. We going to get into that Barry Bonds joint right now. We'll come back. No, chop it up with Straight 88, Legend Corleone, Jersey Pop.
Let's go.
You're the only one. dear God.
Yes.
Please grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change. All the things. And the courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. So much going on. Yeah. But I'm on you niggas' heels though. You thought I would never make it, huh? I beg to differ, I'm just a better nigga. I done hit most of my targets, I'm just a better trigger. Let me make it clear, condo in the suburbs, 4 years, new car every year, that's absurd. But if you ever had to tuck birds, cooked up and cut birds, then most likely you understand the absurd. Been going through some things, the time of my life, but I've been blessed with success, guess the timing is right. The city going under siege, niggas jealous of me, praying I underachieve, nigga please, I dropped O&V, that was my testament to holding keys. I felt like I owed the street, then I came back with redemption, that was my oath to me. Now I'm sitting on top like I'm supposed to be. You see my heart riding for the dark side. My city split like a park side. It's a bumpy road, it's a hard ride. Every day another drive by. My niggas that ride, they'll ride time. They don't break rules, they got guidelines. Ski masked up when it's quiet time. Prayed up when it's time time. You will never understand my hunger, nigga. I'm too real for you to steal my thunder, nigga. See, imagine me being homeless, but not hopeless. I was hustling, I was focused, nigga. My money still in rubber bands, nigga. And I just blew a couple grand, nigga. In the kitchen cooking yams. Got me standing on foreign land, foreign car. Foreign smoke, and I just blow to half a key. Get some good dope, nigga.
Listen, nigga. If I was to see your ass in the desert on fire, I wouldn't even piss on you, nigga. I'm too busy being successful over here. The best of being success. Cover your eyes, nigga. I'm shining over here. Gangster. Better off counting motherfucking sheep in the street, nigga. Sometimes motherfuckers gotta lead the blind. Open your eyes, motherfucker, and witness what the fuck you trying to be, nigga.
Fire right there, Jersey's popping.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. All nothing love. That's what's up on the other side of the world. Keep up the good work, man. I see you in the future, baby. 100.
No doubt it's you, man. It's back on right there. Kenko Mafia right there, my man Legend, you know, right there. That's what we do. We support the indie artists.
Or
any
no doubt.
Artists sending in the music. That's what it is. We got another caller calling in. 347, talk to me.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Rome Riley. What's going on?
All right. What's up? You got Connecticut in the building. All right. Problem, bro.
What's up, man? Working, you know? Got a new song coming out featuring my homegirl, a love song for the ladies. What's going on, though?
Man.
I hate you playing that fire.
You already know, man. It's what it is. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We support the indie artists. I love to have when we have indie artists call in, man, because it just goes to show you. That's what it is, man. A lot of radio shows, they play, you know, a lot of mainstream, but we play the indie artists here, man. It's good to we support the indie artists, and the indie artists support us. That's what it's all about, man, that connection. That's what it is. Straight 88 back on the line. What's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, just over here chilling, doing my thing.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up, man. So, Straight 88, who are some of the indie artists that you're working with in the future that people don't even know that you, you know, grinding with?
Like I mentioned before, my dude Jalen Kelly, man, he's a young cat from the DMV area. He's actually attending the big University of Alabama out there, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we've been putting a lot of work. He's been performed before Nas at South by Southwest on the Mass Appeal stage. We got that. I don't know if you was able to see that video I did called or that was shot. I did the production on it. It's called Bruce Lee. He was rapping on that joint, dope video. But you know, this kid is amazing. Like, I'll send him a beat. He's just one of them kids. Like, send him music, This bitch is done in like 2 hours, maybe less. Whole track, and it'd be hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this is, like I said, my dude Jalen Kelly's just like amazing artist, man. You know what I mean? And that's one of the ones I've been building with. People know, some people know, but a lot of people still finding out, you know what I'm saying, and getting hit to that. And besides that, I do a lot of work, like I said, with Dub Simple Records all the way out of Australia. You know what I mean? Just a group of creative minds, DJs, graphic artists, and all that. And we do, like, instrumental projects, beat tapes. And we do it for, you know, the independent artists out there that's looking for, you know, production, different kinds of production, from anything from reggae to electronic music all the way down to, you know, soulful hip-hop. So, you know, that's a lot of what I'm doing right now, you know what I'm saying?
I like that, man. I like that, man. What equipment do you use, producer?
I use whatever I can get my hands on at the house. However, I have FL Studio and Reason, and then I also have, like, 2 MIDI controllers, like a regular-size keyboard and then a 49-key keyboard. And I also have, like, a drum pad and such, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been rocking with, you know, FL Studio, Fruity Loop, the people know. I mean, I've been using it for years. If you hear my music, maybe you can tell. A lot of people think I'm using an MPC and such, like the actual drum machine, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it digital, you know what I'm saying, and using the FL Studio program.
Reason is pretty easy to learn for most people, you think?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, you got to understand, with this, just like with anything else, it's all about the time you put in. You know what I'm saying? I put years in, you know, just because I remember when I used to mess with, like, Reason and stuff, I didn't know how to use it at all. But now I can teach people how to use it. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely easy to use. It's all about how much time you want to devote into learning how to use the program.
That's real, man. That's real right there. Get out what you put in.
Exactly, exactly. Equals change.
Where do you feel the future of the music is headed in the next 5 to 10 years?
Man, I mean, when I was, you know, I grew up in the 90s before all the internet stuff, really, but I'm still in that generation. So it's hard for me to even be like, yo, this is where it's headed, because with technology and stuff like that, you never know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got people that probably listen to this broadcast straight from their mobile phones or their laptops or whatever. So I feel like I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely an open frontier. I'm just hoping that I'll be a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, man. You keep making them hot beats. You ain't going nowhere, bro.
So blessed, man. Thank you. Thank you.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Straight 88 rocking with us. We got Rome Riley rocking with us. That's what we do, man. We build, man. We got producers and indie artists on the same show rocking with us, man. We're going to get straight to that Rome Riley joint. I see you hanging on there. We're going to get straight to that. You know how we do, man. Connecticut was popping. New Britain was popping. Get it.
Ain't nobody show me love, ain't nobody show me love, let's go, nigga. Now I'm home getting money, everybody got their motherfucking hands out, ho, niggas. Niggas don't care about us, bitches don't care about us, oh no. They don't give a fuck about us, they don't give a fuck about us, oh no. I'm telling these niggas I'm getting this money like Tony Montana. Fuck all these bitches, they driving me crazy, I'll see you mañana. And I'm on to the next one. Bulletproof vest, 38 be the best gun. I might just catch me a body when I pull up in that new Maserati. I might just bully the streets when I come through like Omar with that shotty. If you need that coke, if you need that dope, you know I got it. Medusa on my neck, so they think I'm down with the Illuminati. Whipping them yams, nigga, that's a hobby.
If you close, head shot. If you fall, think fast, nigga, leg shot. I don't need nobody. Got a chrome 38 with a shotty. If you spot on my nigga, then kill him. I don't give a damn. We getting this money, we getting this money like damn. When I was locked, ain't nobody show me love. Ain't nobody show me love, let's go, nigga. Now I'm home getting money, everybody got their motherfucking hands out, ho niggas. Niggas don't care about us, bitches don't care about us, oh no. They don't give a fuck about us, they don't give a fuck about us, oh no. These niggas don't care about us. These bitches don't care about us. In my city, they show no love. Going on this blue dream, got me in Neverland. Got me in Neverland. I don't need nobody, I got my body. I'm the hottest nigga up in here. My diamonds shining like chandelier. We get money over here, I see you waiting over there. Try to harm me, I'ma get my army. Got an AK that'll flip you up in the air. My music is clear. This that dawn light got me caught up, saving all this money. So when I have a daughter, this that dawn light, I'm up grinding all night. This that dawn light, I'm up grinding all night.
Fire. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. That was right there. We got a straight 88 rock with us. Pop, bro.
What's up? Now, yeah, I hear you saying straight 88. It's 88 set it straight. Just so
88
people that
set
wanna...
it straight.
Yeah, 88 set it straight. I got people texting me like, no, he's saying it the wrong way.
Yeah, that's what it is. I like that, man. If you can get some advice to, you know, to the young producers out here trying to come up, what would you tell them, you know, regarding the business aspect?
The business aspect. Basically, man, most best said it, the rule is ABY, always be you. As far as the business is concerned, don't get caught up trying to replicate what you hear on the radio. Don't be afraid to be different, even if it takes you a little longer than, you know what I'm saying, the more popular dudes. Trust me, they had their time where they was grinding too. So instead of trying to, you know, bandwagon on the sound, create your own. You know what I'm saying?
I like that, man. That's real right there. That's real right there, man. You give some lasting advice to the indie artists too. What would you tell them trying to get anything?
No, man, reach out to the, as far as reaching out to producers, search for them. You know what I'm saying? Search for the ones that, I mean, they may not have thousands of followers on Twitter, but they, you know, had a dope beat. Find that, you know, how, you know, Fresh Prince had his Jazzy J. You know what I'm saying? You got to find your Jazzy J if you want to be hot. You know what I mean? So just be willing to search for the sound that fits your rhyme style and such like that, because it's out there. You know what I'm saying? And the millions of users you have on Twitter or wherever, you can find that. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, man. I like that. I'm like that. Wise words. 88 set it straight. Get out on the show, brother.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you having me, yo, for real. Now I know I'm going to be tuning in to the Hip Hop Exchange every Wednesday night, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. Give everybody your Twitter and your info to check out what you got going on.
All right, well, all my info is 88 Set It Straight. That's 88 Setitstraight. 88 Set It Straight. If you Google that, you'll get my SoundCloud, my Twitter, my Facebook page, you know what I'm saying? And my Gmail is actually 88setitstraight@gmail.com. That's the best way to get in contact with me. If you hit me up, it'll come right through my phone, and I'll be able to reply right back. But I'm always on my phone. I love talking to meeting new people on the different social networks, Instagram, all that, you know what I'm saying? 88setitstraight.
I like that, man. Keep doing big things, brother.
Yeah, man, you already know. Got to do that. And same thing with you, man. I really appreciate what y'all doing for the independent hip-hop culture, man. The whole of Mill Network, you know what I'm saying? It's really dope what you're doing, yo.
Appreciate it, man. Salute to you, bud. For real, man.
For real.
That's what it is. Hip-hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your butt right. Great interview with Set It Straight 88, my man. Be holding down for the indie artists. Von Riley still rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. What's up, man? Chilling, man.
Yo, you know how we did last week. Remember we got to that golden era. Remember how we...
Yeah, man, you tore it up.
Remember we played some shit? You ain't here in a minute. We just played one of them, you know.
Yeah, I felt like I was four years older, man.
Yeah, we're going to do that again. We're going to get to that golden era platform point. That throwback. It's our Stock Exchange golden era joint. Let's get it.
Zoning on owning co-ops, foreign drop top, coops and yachts, guzzling straight shots of scotch, formulating up plots to escape from selling plots, cause it's scorching hot, making it hard trying to figure who's out to trap me, for tacky, got all kinds of undercovers coming at me, perhaps he won't be happy till they snatch me and place me where half a slack be, sitting in cash tacky, but never me, see, my destiny's to be forever free, in ecstasy on a hill that awaits for me, so plush just to visualize it like a coke rush. Vivid enough to make living this a must. Plus, real. Sugar Hill, baby. Sugar Hill, baby.
Tomorrow when I get it, that's that fire, man. Got a couple mixtapes dropping, got some videos coming. And that song you just played, my boy Peso Care About Us, 40 Cal Hop on the remix. So I'm going to send you that so you can play the remix a couple of weeks, too. So we grinding out here. 40
Cal, this set. Right. I'm talking about working, okay? That's what it is. That's what we do. Every artist, all indie artists that's listening right now, send in Hush Your Music, HHSDBIZ@gmail.com. Music hot. We're going to play it. Show. Of course, Lonely Sleep Song. Place the world. Get that exposure. Okay. So we're ready. We're going to get some okay.
Okay, okay. In the motherfucking building, man. Rome Riley, Felly. We ain't worried about y'all niggas, man. We doing good just without y'all niggas. Feel me? Get acquainted. Get acquainted.
We not worried.
What?
Hate the other day. Okay, okay. We not worried. What a hater gotta say. Okay, okay. We not worried. What a hater gotta say. We not worried. What a hater gotta say. Okay, okay. We not worried. What a hater gotta say. Way I ride the beat, it's like I'm fucking raw. I hear they talking shit, fuck them all. They put weight on me. They put weight on me. Let them show in love, they rather show hate. In my city, they put weight on me. Show no love. So jealousy, niggas hating on me, like Gucci man, I'm so icy, niggas can't stop my grind, I'm grinding, smoking on this case, love never land, got me in Neverland, smoking on this case, man, never land, got me in Neverland, roll of one, roll another one, touch another one, got me in Neverland. We not worried, what a hater gotta say. Okay, okay. We not worried, what a hater gotta say. We not worried, what a hater gotta say. Okay, okay. We not worried, what a hater gotta say.
Now I don't give a damn what a hater gotta say. I be on my grind shit, money every day. Rolling with them niggas, smoking loud with Cowan K. That's the shit we do on a daily, bitch relate. You can hate me if you want to, but I stay up on my bullshit. All my niggas ready just in case they make a move, bitch. True shit, you don't wanna see me cause I do this. True shit, we just tryna make it with this music. But it's back to getting this money. Hating niggas act funny. It's only me and my money. Swear to God, I really love that shit. I just wanna fuck. Swear to God, I never love a bitch. Fakeness all around me. Get the fuck up out my fucking space. Why I still hear my name all up in your mouth? Fuck with me, man. I might just run up in your house. I don't play no games. This ain't no Xbox, man. We do this shit. ACB, MHN, Bro Riley, Belly, bitch.
Not worried, what a hater gotta say. Okay, okay. We not worried, what a hater gotta say. We not worried, what a hater gotta say. Okay, okay. We not worried, what a hater gotta say.
I.
It's your boy J Green Money Talks. From Empire State DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, man. Make sure you tune in regularly to that Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You can check it out at www.hhse.biz. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Let's go.
Bang, bang, gang, gang, Hollywood.
I ain't got nothing but this Buddha. Can't pass the class, I'll sue ya. I'll tell a story more true. I'm so slick like Victor Ruler. Tell them all I said it. You want it, homie, come get it. I chop them up with no chopper. Biggie nigga, who shot ya? I think I need a doctor. These straight phones ain't working. Don't need a block to quit working. Got your bitch on my lap, fucking hide your feelings. I hurt them, no new friends. Friends when I'm smoking, I get them open, homies broken, I don't know them, nigga. Fuck is on your mind, huh? What the fuck is on your mind? I don't give two pops, I hit them up. For a few bucks in a hockey puck. You don't wanna press your luck, my man. If I sit down on mic, nigga, watch me bang.
Bang, bang. When you in them streets, bang, bang. When I'm with a freak, bang, bang. If you feel like me, then bang, bang.
Grown, yeah, you see a nigga got checked. New album classic in my team, yeah, we got next. Shit, it feels good to be able to not stress. Monster in my way, I've been fighting with a lot next. Preventing my place, can't progress. With them bitter pill, hard to swallow when they digest. System 4 albums of boom bap, and niggas would assume that. I never hit the kitchen with that Pyrex vision. I be speaking to the listener, all of them to prisoners. Balls over here, I be reaching them with literature. Cell shock with a cellmate, see the scale shake. Breaks to a digital enough to make a scale break. Fishing in them unsafe waters, call it jailbreak. This is preemptive, murder was attempted. You ever hit the corner with those murderous intentions? Aiming at the same shit, murder for attention, nigga.
I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, yeah, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, yeah, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Yeah, I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Yeah, I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, yeah, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Yeah, I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Yeah, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feeling new day dawning. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated.
Young niggas on the Greyhound without school backpacks headed up to DC. No school bus inside, full of work. Got a Walkman on, listening to BG. Yeah, hitting Philly with my cousin Rock. Man, I ain't even know what I was doing then. Be back by 7 on the day trip. Make a home in time to watch you begin. No pyramids of Giza. Me and my cousins there watching Moesha. Curtis Mayfield bumping out of those speakers. PS1 next to the VCR teachers. Used to tell me that I had the it factor. So I hit the block trying to make bricks scatter. Innocent image of myself, shit shattered. Daughter almost 3, and that's really what matters. Pain covered up by the laughter. Writing every chapter. Hoping I can capture the truth that I mastered. Cool, baby mama knows some things I will ask her. Put it to the side, see the pride don't falter. Sad that we never made it down that altar. But when shit alters, blessing in disguise. Gotta move on with, keep going forward. Meanwhile, I'm here just spitting for the culture.
I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feeling new day dawning. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated.
The window was closing, potentially frozen. Heart made of stone, so I'm simply awoken. Dealing with hoes, but the bitches is broken. I'm switching my focus. A nigga on the grind, yeah, I'm sicker than mostin'. Shit that I'm boasting is real fact. Feel that. Savage in the building, fulfilling the dream, but I really can't reveal that. Girl, I'm supposed to hit you with the run of the mill sack. Bought on my time with a bad bitch killer. Take a homework ticket to the telly where your skills at. Never buy a bitch, might lease her. But when I'm in the pussy, understand that I own her. Wise man told me that you can't be a loner. If you find a queen, then nigga better hold her. See that shit, man, take it off your shoulder. Raise your princess, you everything I told you. It might be EXO and Lexo, she asked me to let go. I'm a god soon as we started from the get-go. Try my hardest cause I see something special. Hoping she the type that'll keep a nigga stressed though. And if not, that's cool, still got hip-hop. Love for my niggas that be trouble by the thrift shop. Praying that you make it out of here before you get shot. Know what's more than life than just serving on the big block. Thinking we can win. Ain't about the pen cause I'm something more solid than you can't bend. Caught up in the water, you can sink and you can swim. Man, I almost drove. Never think that shit again, I'm rejuvenated.
I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Hey, I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I'm feeling so rejuvenated. And I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feeling new day dawning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated.
Right, get your money right. Got a lot of heat tonight. Got Ron Riley Rock with us still. What's poppin', bro?
What up?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yo, what's new in Connecticut, man? What's poppin', man? What's new in the hood?
Connecticut, man. I got a whole movement. Felly, Peso, Young J, King Kuda, True Spliff. We be grindin'. You gonna like that 40 cal remix though? That shit hard.
Yeah, man, send it on in. Once you get it, send it on in. You already know.
Mhm.
Yeah, man, he's definitely one of the cats that spit bars in the dip sets for many years. You know what I'm saying? 40 cal bars. Give everybody your
Twitter and
everything. Give everybody your Twitter info so they can check you out.
Follow me. My Facebook is Bo Riley. My Twitter is at Bo Riley Go Boss.
That's real, man. Yeah, what was it? What made you want to do the whole R&B mixtape? What made you want to do that?
I feel like I had to start something new.
Reinvent, huh?
Yeah.
Change it up. This is good.
Huh?
Switch the script up.
Yeah, flip it up.
That's right, man. That's right. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. This is what we do, man. Support the indie artist. Hold it down. That's what it is, man. Get straight to that hot music.
Oh, my God, let's go. I see my soul in the afterlife. He said, you are God, you don't have to pray to Christ. My time was a sacrifice. My soul reincarnated twice. So Gemini, on the track, kill it twice. I'm a God, you United States, fuck your bill of rights. You got family locked up, you better send them tight. I spent decades with my niggas, yeah, you know we tight. Osiris and Set was on the fight. Just like the moon, I attract the sea at night. Little girls can twerk, but they can't read and write. I keep my circle small, yeah, no parasites. Polo draped on my chromosome. At night, Mrs. Blaze that never made it home. 12 diamonds shining on my double helix. 12 channels, that illuminated spirit. My beam was flowing, all up on that major deacon. It's a libation, yeah, I got spirit speaking. Stevie Wonder, haters can't see him. Black Herman on the block, best can't see him. See, the king in the afterlife. The dream was about the afterlife. I seen Malcolm X in the afterlife. He said, live by any means until the afterlife.
I'm yelling out black power. You only feel a shot for cool after hitting the shower. I live it for the babies, they getting them every hour. You know the script, knowledge is power, nothing for cowards. A lot of cash saying they washed up, it's middlemen. Something about the extreme sack that's just feminine. They kidnapping and killing them, stealing their organs. They stuff them with newspapers, so we out here warring. And I don't recognize some of your Jesus pieces. That ain't lamb's wool, clothes is your old feet. It's probably some rabbits, I got Jews like for rackets. But it's William Mendel, so Hannibal, no extractions.
I seen Martin Luther King in the afterlife. The dream was about the afterlife. I seen Malcolm X in the afterlife. He said, live by any means until the afterlife. I see my soul in the afterlife. He said, you are God, you don't have to pray to Christ. My time was a sacrifice. My soul reincarnated twice. So Gemini on the track, kill it twice. I'm a God, you United States, fuck your bill of rights. You got family locked up, you better send them tight. I spent decades with my niggas, yeah, you know we tight. Osiris and Set was on the fight. Just like the moon, I attract the sea at night. Little girls can twerk, but they can't read and write. I keep my circle small, yeah, no parasites. It's all love in the afterlife. I'ma see my lost ones in the afterlife. Ain't no hate in the afterlife. Everything straight in the afterlife. Ain't no death in the afterlife. Heaven in your head is the afterlife.
Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Spread the God just calling in for the love of the game, for the love of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Thanks for showing me love, man. Y'all stay up.
Carmelina.
Every night I dream of the perfect moment when all my dreams are coming true. Every day you wake up. No time to quit, no. Keep the fire burning. Keep the passion flowing. Let the light in you. No distractions. Gonna make it happen. Can't hold back now. It's all on you.
I'm
target. I'm one who listened, but fighting close to evolve with. Jungle living once killed my hope, I was heartless. Hoping, coping to starve it. Then I noticed the sharpness beyond words. Look, listen, observe. Through the mission, the definition emerged. True musician, my intuition superb. Reminiscing occurs when inner vision is blurred. Stay sturdy, eyes kept on the birdie. My only worry was being alive at 30. Revived and worthy, survived through the perilous journey. No lie, the most high must have heard me. Born to win, repented every born again. Reinvented, took it on the chin. Resembling the winner in me. That with a pinch of Henny. It's the glory that the enemy envy.
ACB, y'all already know how it is. Look us up on Twitter, you know.
There you go. That's what it is, man. Top Talk Exchange Radio. We support the Henry Hardest. You already know, man.
Yahweh.
Like I said, Yahweh.
That's what it is, man. We going to get into that rundown, Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We're going to talk about hip hop news, global politics, economics, everything going on in the world. We're going to build on that. You already know. We're going to play a little more music. Cool, man. Let's get it.
It's okay to be yourself. You
gotta be yourself. So take them shades off and let the world see yourself. See, it's okay, don't be afraid to smile. You got that job working hard, saving up to get a car. I'm glad to see you doing good and you going back to church. We all know God is good and I see you keeping him first. But you got a few friends who don't understand. You not the same, you just going through a little change. They wasn't dealing with the same pain. You couldn't feel it deep inside because your mind had you full of pride. But heaven knows what you going through at all times. So keep riding till the wheels catch fire or you run out of gas. And let the past live in the past. You gotta mash and live every day like it's your last. Don't let them change what you do for others. Don't be ashamed of how you live, cause sometimes it is what it is.
Little mama, you should be yourself. Be yourself. Go on and let your hair down. If you want to be yourself.
Homie, it's okay to be yourself. You gotta be yourself. Cause when you look in the mirror, you only see yourself. You wanna be like them, a OG like them, and even claim that you from the same streets like them. But he was only making beats and he was gifted, man. See, he was mixing them sounds and putting it down. Lil homie got a little paper, bought a little whip, built a studio and started making them hits. But addicted to the hype, caught up in the lights, confused to what's left and right. Lil homie knew it wasn't a game and they played for keeps. See, he thought he was tough, but they knew he was weak. He signed a deal and they was talking royalties. They wanted everything, every song, every beat. They kinda bullied him cause he didn't even know what he was getting into. He thought his loyalty was pushing through.
Thanks.
Positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation of the collapse of the
Get it, baby. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah. It's one of your favorite parts of the show. Back at it. Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Fun down. We're going to go through the hip hop news, global politics news, economics news, health news, all that good stuff. If you don't got the website open right now, open up a second browser, www.hhse.biz. There's the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Let's get straight to it on hip hop news. First up, DJ Premier confirms joint album with Pete Rock. Now this right here should be a classic. These two legends in the game as far as making them hot beats. Definitely got them, you know, East Coast hardcore shit stamped down. They originated that, you know, that New York sound. Primo, Pete Rock on one album. We don't know what artist they're going to put on that album. So it's going to be a classic. It's going to be a classic. Not too often you see two legendary producers come together and make an album. You know what I'm saying? So this should be definitely something for the ages right here. Man. Shout out to them brothers doing big things there. Next up, 50 Cent and Intel Unveil High Tech Headphones. Now, this is interesting, man. 50 Cent got another major deal on his plate. He did his thing with the vitamin water. You know what I'm saying? Made a little 400 mil. Now he got a thing with Intel. You know what I'm saying? A couple, you know, 100 mil, whatever. It's definitely similar. What he's doing with his headphones right now with Intel is kind of similar with what Dr. Dre did with Beats, with Apple. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of the same thing. He just said he's just doing his thing with Intel. That's a big, that's a good look for him too, man. Because it ain't, I don't know, it ain't going to be no Apple iPhone money, but Intel is pretty big. So that's you know, a good look. Big move right there. You know what I'm saying? Definitely the headphones market is definitely a good market, man. If you have a strong brand, you know what I'm saying? People know who you are. You're popular. Come out with your headphones. You could pretty much, you know, definitely make a lot of money off that, man. You see it with the 50 Dre, of course. You know what I'm saying? Even DJ Khaled trying to get in the headphone game. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody trying to get their little headphone shine on. You know, shit, you gotta get out of here, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, though. On the business news, self-deployed, good luck getting a mortgage. Now, this is an interesting article right here, man, because, you know, it's hard enough getting a mortgage for a house nowadays when you just got a regular job and you know, just making it, you know what I'm saying, put money together to buy a house. Now, if you're self-employed, this is even harder to buy a house because you got to prove to the bank that your business that you own is making a certain amount of money that they'll front you the money to buy the house. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the way the economy is right now, the way banks are right now, they spend you money, man. Almost, it's easier to get a home mortgage if you just working with a regular job and you're making the same amount every year and have your own business. And, you know, you're starting out the first couple of years having your own business and balance sheet don't look too tough. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here. I'm saying sometimes it's best to just rent. You know what I'm saying? Just rent an apartment. Trying to buy a house. All depending on your situation and the area that you live in the country. You know what I mean? For different folks, man. Get your mind right. Get your money right. End of the day, count, man. Now, on the health news, why happiness is healthy. Now, this is an interesting article right here. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're stress-free, you're healthy, man. When you're stressed and you got a lot going on, and that definitely that leads to health ailments, man. It leads to diseases. You know what I'm saying? Stress causes diseases. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's as above, so below. How your health feels, that's how you're going to, you know, show your energy. You know what I'm saying? If your mind ain't right, then you ain't going to be living right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right there, man. Tip Top Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Of course, you can check out the Futures Exchange page on the site. Get it out. www.hhsebiv. Radio. Shout out to you, Room Roddy, for rocking with us every week, man. Appreciate it.
Salute, bro.
Appreciate that, man. All the NDRs that rocked with us, man. Jim Corleone calling earlier. Shout out to Barry Bonds, man. And we appreciate it.
I don't know why. hit them. I told them I got them. We gon' make these hits. They keep stunting, we gon' rob them. MOB, we mobbing. 38, we shopping. Big birds, we copping. You mad, you ain't popping. Ride around with that Nina. Bad bitch like Trina. I wonder what she sees in me. I'm psycho, crazy. Tell me, have you seen her? Cause I miss my baby. Keisha smoking on Keisha. Yeah, I know that. Rack on rack, rack on rack. Yeah, I own that. My chain on and it's swinging. Rings on and it's blinging. I'm balling, I'm just saying. Tell me what you see in me. I'm paranoid, too much shit on my mind.
You got no time for them bitches. Now, nah, shorty, no, I don't play. Shorty, all in my face. So, baby, why do you see in me if you ever stay on my way? Nah, nah, I wonder. Damn, I fucking wonder. Do you still be having trust issues? Do you go undercover? Talking to my mother like, is she around? Girl, I'm making money out of fucking shine.
Hold on, let's get back to the money. Most of these niggas, they funny. Most of these niggas, they bummy. They never get money, they never get money. Damn,
take a look at my life, tell me what you see, nigga, old us. You ain't putting in work if you got no muscle. You got no hustle, nigga, just stop. Nigga, just quit. Back on my dick, get on my shit. Cause all of my niggas, we on it, we rich, goddamn. None of you niggas could do what all of my niggas been doing. All of you niggas are stupid, man, you niggas is clueless. I be always on that. You know my niggas always on that. Then we out.
I don't know why.
Nigga, I don't know.
Haters hating on me. Take a look all in my eyes. Tell me what you see. I wonder what you see in me. Every time you think of me, I wonder. What you think of me? I wonder what you see in me. Every time you see me, I wonder what you think of me. Like Lil Durk, they hate on me. They don't wanna see me rise. Never see me hurt and cry. I smoke away my pain, drink away my stress. Thank God I'm blessed. It's written on my chest, CT on my back. I don't need a gun, no. I'm a nigga, stay strapped. Bow, black guy. Black eye off the tower. Money brings you power. So I stay smoking sour. My niggas on the tower. Give about an hour. My niggas on the grind. We can't waste no time.
Oh yeah.
Alright. Yeah, we on our grind. We put in overtime. Niggas can't stop our grind. So I gotta get in line. Fake niggas tryna stop my shine. I'ma keep on going hard. Yeah, we driving fast cars. I don't know why. Haters hating on me. Take a look all in my eyes. Tell me what you see. I wonder.
Yeah, 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 some word on Raleigh. Tuna, salute.